Hi, today I'd like to talk about a unique enrollment type. We call it a managed service provider enrollment. Now, anybody who wants to be included as a managed service provider can. All you have to do is ask through one of our support tickets to be enabled as a managed service provider. What is a managed service provider? It's a company that's providing services that would be used by other managed Microsoft customers. The idea here is that by being in this program, there are no barriers to you selling to another managed service or another managed Microsoft customer, because there's no disadvantage to that Microsoft rep to be using Azure in your enrollment as an MSP as opposed to in their own enrollment. The way that we do this is by dual crediting both the provider of the service and the user of the service for that Azure usage. Now, how would you, there, in our onboarding guides, there are a couple slides at the end in an appendix on this managed service provider that go into the MSP departments and setting them up. And that's what I'm going to cover here, as well as a few other things. So how would you know if you are registered as an MSP? On your enrollment detail, you're going to see one additional field that shows up when we select and add you as an MSP, and that is an MPN ID. That's a Microsoft Partner Network ID. If you have one of those, you would definitely want to edit this field and add it. My understanding is that there are benefits associated with using Azure that are recorded by having your MPN ID entered here. The only other way that you'd notice is when you go into the Departments tab. And here in this enrollment, we have defined multiple departments as MSPs. They obviously stand out here. And if I remove the MSP status from this enrollment, these departments would still appear. It would just take away the MSP designation. So let me create a new department, first of all, or show you what that would look like by clicking on Add Department. You have to define a department name. It has to be at least three characters. Cost center is optional. Quota is optional. And here you would select MSP. Now, when I add this department, there's additional information, and you'll see those fields here. Normally, well, required fields are definitely the company name. So that would essentially be the third party or the other Microsoft customer that you're adding, who's a user of your service, in this case, for my example, like a CRM. You have to require a street address. That should be the street address of that company, the city, and the state. And this is so that company can be identified in Microsoft roles as a managed customer, and that credit for Azure usage can flow also to that account. Now, it's important if you're setting up an MSP department that you add the account owners to that department that are going to be using those services. So if I look, for example, in this third-party company here, waiting for the details to show up here. In this case, I have set, you know, a quota, a cost center. I have additional information here. I have actually even defined department administrators. So a department administrator is going to be able to see the usage and cost within the accounts for that department. And I could see the related accounts if I look there. But you'll see here in the additional information that I've defined, you know, third-party company. I've got an address. I've got a contact, etc. This information is editable here by clicking on the pen. You can edit all those various fields. And if I see related accounts, this will show me the accounts that are associated with that department. So in order for revenue to flow to that third-party company, those accounts have to be part of the MSP department. And really, that is the essence of an MSP, the ability, again, to allow your service as the provider to not be a barrier to entry to going to another managed Microsoft customer, because they're going to get revenue credit for the Azure usage, even though it's used within your enrollment. Now, these accounts may or may not be accessible to that customer. These are typically going to be accounts that you use at the hosting company for the services that are used at the third-party company. You could use the download usage data at the department level or the account level here to calculate the costs and then provide a markup to that third-party company, or you may cost your services in some other way. What this would show you is what are your actual costs for the services that you're providing to that third-party company, and in that way allow you to make sure that whatever pricing methodology you're using to charge the third-party company, you're more than covering your costs, or covering your costs and allowing your profit margin. That is really a summary of MSP accounts or enrollments, setting up MSP departments, and how that program works. Thanks for your time.